AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Well, you know, over the course of the 4 years, the tides have turned. And so now 99% of what I have experienced has been positive. People where 4 years ago I was getting death threats and signs hung on my fence and, you know, people hated me. Now, if somebody finds out who I am, sometimes they want to take a picture with me, which is really weird because the tides have just turned and people, they're so awake now. They really have woken up to what's going on in this country and they really realize they cannot trust mainstream media. And that's been, it's been interesting seeing people's reactions, but it's been mostly positive. And I know people think like you get a pardon and so life is just going to go back to normal, which for some people it has. For a lot of us, it hasn't. Some of us have had problems getting employment. For me, I've moved twice and I'm living in a place that's so small that, you know, I don't have room for all my kids yet. And I'm going to be moving again soon, but you know, there's people that are couch surfing right now that are January 6th defendants, and there's people that their children are still totally distraught, or family members that don't want to see each other, and discord in their family. There's been a lot of trauma, and a lot of psychological issues that I don't think people realize either. I mean, I've had nightmares. The last 3 days, I've had nightmares, sleeping, you know, it was worse at the beginning. You know, when I first got out, it's gotten a lot better, but you know, there's been lots of nights I wake up and I can't breathe. And I'm thinking I didn't get a pardon or my judge will be in my dream, you know, stuff like that. And I'm sure that will heal with time, but and then there's lawsuits. You know, I don't know if you've seen it, but a lot of people are talking about having lawsuits to sue, which they rightfully should. You know, they've been pardoned, which shows that they should have never had these charges in the first place or that they were overcharged. And, you know, that takes money. That takes money or deals with lawyers. And that takes time. And so I would encourage people out there, you know, there are organizations that they'll take funds and help January 6th people or other political people too. And, you know, we had the protesters that were protesting outside the abortion clinic that they also got pardoned. I'm sure that their families are experiencing the same as us. But there's still work to be done. So I just encourage people to donate to organizations. I would tell people Patriot Freedom Project, because that's just the one that's had my back this whole time. And I have nothing bad to say about them. But, you know, do that. If you don't want to do that, people need to talk to their representatives and get people in there that are good. You know, we can't depend on Trump to do everything for us. He's only been in there for 4 years. We still have work to do on the ground level, on a grassroots level. You know, we need to be involved in our Republican clubs and conservative groups. And we need to be making sure that our election system is actually fixed. And we need to be on this to make sure that this never happens again. And I think the American people are awake enough now that they might care to do that. If they just put my name in, rachelpowell.com or .org, I have a website with a link that will go there. That's really the easiest way, is just to know my name again. So I'm just back on Facebook. I'm just back on Instagram. I said I would never go back to those platforms again because they gave me the boot before I had even turned myself in. I was like, I'm never going back, never gonna do it. And yet here I am, like literally just this month, I'm back on those. So they can find me there. And I'm gonna start making some videos. And so they'll be able to find me on YouTube and Rumble. I journaled my whole year in prison. Every single day I wrote down, I journaled. And so as I start typing out my journaling paperwork, I'll probably be making videos and sharing my experiences there. So people really might want to find me because it should be interesting and eye-opening for them. And as I go through my paperwork as well, I got all my legal documents sent back from prison, and so I have a lot of forms that I filed that I'll be able to prove that the BOP is not doing what it should, that they are interfering with the grievance process. And anybody out there that really cares, they really want to know what's going on in the BOP, find me, follow me, because I'll be sharing that information as I go through it. And it's going to be slow going because there's just so much. And I am going to be moving again, and just there's life and work to be done, but I'm going to go through it and share.
Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.